Welcome to the Weekly Workplace, where professionals come to find insights and inspiration for success. Hosted by the Missouri Training Institute, Dewey Thompson, Ray Lyon, and Brianna Larimer share their decades of experience training in workplaces across the nation and talk to other experts about what it takes to be a team player, a great manager, and a leader others want to follow. This is the Weekly Workplace.
Welcome to the Weekly Workplace, where professionals find insights and inspiration for success. My name's Brianna Larimer, business trainer and consultant with Missouri Training Institute. And with me again today, we have the incredible team, my director, Dewey Thompson, and associate director, Ray Lyon. This particular episode is actually a continuation of our first one, Trust is a Must, Part 1. However, in today's session, we're really going to be looking at behaviors that help you earn trust.
So, Ray, tell me about some of your favorite behaviors to make deposits into people's emotional bank account.
Well, I have to know their currency, you know, so what might be your currency, Dewey, might not necessarily be Brianna's currency.
Absolutely.
You know, I think with Brianna, her currency is feelings and, you know, that understanding those personal things. I think also recognizing when she's using her strengths, mm-hmm. and do we have her working on the right things, the right projects, and listening to her creativities and, you know, what's new in her life. So I like to lean towards those things. I think those are her currencies. You're welcome to disagree with me, but
that's pretty accurate.
Okay. I was waiting for the like, huh? Like, what are you talking about? You know, when I think about Dewey's currencies, I kind of gotten out of practice with you thinking, but I know it's people, you know, vision and what's best for MTI, mm-hmm. Because I know that's important to you. And I want to say this, when I think about deposits, it's not a one for one either.
That's true. Mm.
You know, so I could do something for Brianna that would make a deposit, right? And so, ching, I get a little token in my bank account with Brianna. I could do one thing that would be a withdrawal, and I might withdraw 100 tokens, mm-hmm. right? So it's never a one for one. It's always going to be more drastic making a withdrawal than making a deposit. Mm-hmm. So be mindful, you know, that a withdrawal is going to be at a greater consequence than one deposit.
Yeah. You know, I think that there are so many different behaviors and, you know, we could get real specific with them. But I guess some others that I would think of that are important to me is transparency. People don't have hidden agendas, that people are very transparent with what they're thinking and how they're thinking about things and being willing to share that kind of thing. As opposed to hiding or withdrawing and that kind of stuff. Other things is setting clear expectations with one another, right? Fuzzy expectations can really cause a lot of withdrawals from people's emotional bank accounts. So I'll tell this story about my daughter. I have this beautiful 22-year-old daughter, but when she was really young, you know, around 4, I thought, well, she could do a few things around the house, okay? So one of the first things that I wanted her to kind of work on, one of the first tasks that I tried to give her was to put her clean laundry away. I did the laundry. I folded the laundry. I carried it upstairs in a basket and put it on her bed. And I simply wanted her to take it from the bed and put it where it belongs, put it in the closet, put it in the drawers where it belongs. But that was what was my thought in my head. Here's what came out of my mouth. This is exactly what I said to her. You got to get that stuff off your bed. And boy, she did exactly what I asked her to do, because I came back 5 minutes later and everything was just on the floor. You know, it was off the bed. So in my head, I was thinking one outcome, but I didn't communicate that in a way and set a clear expectation for her, right? And so that was on me. That wasn't necessarily on her. Now, we had a conversation when I got back in the room about a clear expectation, what it should have been. But that's an example, I think, is setting those clear expectations for people.
You know, it's hard for me, really, when we start talking about some of these behaviors. This is still something that I'm in practice on. Can you tell me a little bit about what the impact was, I guess, on the team with having someone come in that maybe didn't have those trusting instincts?
Well, for me, it required us to be even more intentional about how we were going to create that and how we were going to earn each other's trust. And so that's why you always mentioned that, you know, you've never worked on a team that actually sat down and talked about it. Well, we talked about it because I wanted to be very, very intentional about it. So that helped to create an expectation for you and your mind about what this team finds important, the result we're trying to achieve. And we talk about it a lot, don't we?
We do.
Talk about it at our staff meetings on a very regular basis, in our one-on-ones with one another, and those kinds of things. So it's always in the forefront of our minds. You know, I think that happens a lot. People expect that people are already going to come into the workplace knowing what professionalism is, knowing how to treat one another. And that's just not the case.
You know, many times when we're learning and everybody coming into a workplace at different levels of trust, right? Mm-hmm. Some people just, I trust you're a human being. I have no reason not to, you know, that's me. In fact, you know, I come in and you'll have to prove, or you'll have to give me reasons not to trust you. That's the standpoint I come from. And you're opposite, Brianna. You're like, give me a reason to trust you. To Dewey's point, we had to be very intentional and we had to talk about it. What I like is I'm noticing now you're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that baton is passing. It's coming to your mind. And so you're thinking about it more intentionally. And I think that's a good thing,
mm-hmm.
right? That's a good thing.
And I think it's being authentic too. You know, with all of the, like when we talk about this idea of trust, we all have to be authentic and our desire to promote trust, to earn trust, to have trust in this workplace. And I certainly feel that with the two of you.
Yeah. You know, trust really became a concept, a priority when people started working from home, you know, in 2020. And I know a lot of organizations were calling and asking, you know, more about how do we know people are working? And, you know, do you have a form that tracks time and activities? You know, they wanted an activity log and everything. And I was really, you know, I hesitated to encourage organizations to track the time that their employees were doing the work. And, you know, we'd work through some things and there were some, you know, workplaces that did go ahead and institute activity logs and things like that. And, you know, to know if their employees were working. And I said, well, are they continuing to produce results? Well, yeah. Well, then they're obviously working, you know? Yeah. And I encourage all of my organizations and all of my leaders that I work with, you know, take care of your people and your people will take care of the work. You know, I know they always say, oh, the customer comes first. You know what? That's like saying your fans are more important than your players. It's not. Your people are more important than your customers.
And as the leader, you get to help set the direction, right?
Absolutely.
Of what kind of a team we decide to have.
Absolutely.
And then you got to be intentional about it.
Absolutely. And if you want there to be trust, you have to be trustworthy and you only control you. So don't complain that your team is not trusting, that there's no trust on your team. You got to look at yourself.
You know, I love the Maya Angelou quote that I often see you use in our trainings, Ray, really talking about you did what you knew how to do. When you knew better, you did better. You know, and I think that that's really powerful when we talk about this concept. We've spent now 2 episodes talking about trust. If you didn't catch the first one, be sure to tune in to Trust is a Must Part 1 and really take the time, right? Take the time to invest in this, because I will tell you that you will see probably the biggest impact on that particular investment when it comes to investing in trust. So thank you all for tuning in today. We appreciate it. We hope that you'll follow us on other episodes. Go be great.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Workplace, hosted by the Missouri Training Institute. Dewey, Ray, and Brianna stand ready to connect with you and meet your training needs. Be sure to check out ways to contact them in the episode description or at mti.missouri.edu.